Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here, and I'm the founder and developer of WeightedHands.com. I'm a busy professional, a husband, and a father of two young boys. I started making and using Weighted Hands because I wanted a way to burn a ton of calories in as little time as possible, but I didn't want to get injured doing it. I wanted to eat whatever I wanted without feeling hungry or deprived, and I wanted to be able to maintain my weight. I wanted a low-impact workout so I could save my knees for later. A workout that required no gym memberships, no stair climbers, no treadmills, no ellipticals. I wanted something that feels easy, but to get my heart rate high enough for ongoing conditioning. Well, you're in luck because many of my buying customers have been using Heavy Hands for over 20 years, and they've been generous enough to share their personal stories with you. You'll hear me interview them on how they got started walking with Heavy Hand weights, what it did for their bodies, both in terms of musculature and weight reduction. You'll also learn about their favorite workouts, tips and tricks to burn the most amount of calories in the fastest time possible. So enjoy the interview. Now let's get going.
Hello?
King, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, good talking to you, and thanks for taking the time to share some of your story about Heavy Hands.
No problem.
All right, let me ask you this. You told me you had the entire set. How did you get all of the Heavy Hands? When were you first introduced to it, and where are you located? Where do you live, first of all?
I live in Springfield, Illinois, and I first got my Heavy Hands set, I don't know, maybe 12 years ago.
All right, how old are you now?
I'm 60.
Okay, and what made you get them 12 years ago?
I was looking in the magazine, and I read a little bit about Pavel. So I got Pavel's book on kettlebells. Then I bought kettlebells, and then somewhere in the book it mentions about the Heavy Hands. And so I started doing a little research about the Heavy Hands, and it just went from there.
All right, who is Pavel? Like, if someone's listening to this, give them the lowdown on who Pavel is.
Okay, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's a Russian guy, and he's the one that introduced kettlebells to the United States.
All right. And did you get into the kettlebells?
Oh, absolutely. I went to train with Pavel in Minnesota years ago. There's so many guys who went through his classes and they're trainers themselves. And as a matter of fact, I've done so much work with the kettlebells that one time I could take 80H in each hand and just pump them, you know, just pump, 10, 12 reps on each hand. And that was maybe 12, 13 years ago when I was able to do that.
All right, let me ask you this. What's the big promise with kettlebells?
Here's one thing. A kettlebell, when you hold it, you got a ball on the back of your arm, as opposed to a dumbbell. You could take a 53-pound kettlebell and a 53-pound dumbbell and hold it. And the dumbbell can rest on your bone structure. It can balance right there. But the kettlebell won't. So you have all these balancing muscles that you're going to ignite and develop that you omit with dumbbells if you're going to do a press.
You're listening to an interview on Michael Sinoff's WeightedHands.com. I see. So when you're doing a press, the kettlebell is resting on the back of your arm.
Right.
And so you're using different stabilizing muscles throughout your forearm, your hand, even your shoulder.
Oh, man. I mean, you're hitting those balancing muscles, and then you're going to get stronger as a result with the same amount of weight. There's so many different exercises. You do kettlebell swings. And, oh, my God, you can just build a tremendous amount of strength.
So you like kettlebells?
Well, I put it like this here. I don't like exercise, but you get so much bang for your buck because I'm retired now. I'm an electrical lineman, and I had a physical job. And using the kettlebells enabled me to work, and my job was much easier than probably for the next guy.
Yeah. How many years did you work out with kettlebells?
I'm going to say right around 16 years.
Okay, that's a long time. Now, were you a bodybuilder, or were you just trying to stay in shape for work?
I like to maintain my strength.
Okay, so the kettlebell's big promise is get a bigger bang for your buck, kind of similar to what the claims of Schwartz with Heavy Hands is.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the differences you've seen with kettlebells compared to working out with Heavy Hands, and outline what you like about Heavy Hands compared to dumbbells or vice versa?
When I first got my kettlebells, I bought a 35-pounder, and I done 20 swings with it, where you have both hands on it, and you swing between your legs, and you pop it up with your hips. I was hyperventilating.
Meaning it was a difficult task.
With 35 pounds, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I cannot breathe. Then a couple of days later, I did two sets of 20 swings, and it felt like somebody had been beating me in my back with a bat or something. I mean, it works all your nervous system. You know, as long as you're keeping your back straight and your back arched, not round at all, you can develop from your calves, your butt, all the way up. It's probably the number one total body exercise that I know of. It works so many different things.
Just the swing.
Just the swing alone is tremendous. What happened here recently, I was working out with my grandchildren with the yoke bar. It's a yoke bar chain. It comes down with a chain, and the bar comes across, and then it has like two hooks come down, and you try to do push-ups, and it's so unstable. It's moving this way, that way, and I kind of injured my shoulder some kind of way. And I got to the point where I couldn't even lift a 53-pound kettlebell. My right shoulder, it was just so much pain. But in the last 2 weeks, since I've been using heavy hands again, I can press the 53.
Once you injured your shoulder, you couldn't do a kettlebell, so you got back on your heavy hands. And so you started walking with what poundage on the heavy hands?
Oh, God, man, it was 2 pounds.
2 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. And you walked for a week. How far did you walk? How high were you pumping? How fast were you going?
I'm pumping as high as I can, you know. Definitely head high.
Okay. You know. Are you going a couple miles?
Oh, 2.25, 2.5 miles, about 5 days a week.
Did it wipe you out?
Well, I mean, I'm going at a good clip. I'm doing it as much as I can. And I'm doing a real good clip. I figured with the hand weights, each mile, probably 16, 17 minutes.
Yeah, that's fast. You did a week with the 2 pounds, and you went up to the 3, and now you're ready to step up to the 4.
Right.
We were getting back to the article with Pavlov. So you researched heavy hands, and then you ended up, where'd you find the complete set? I guess they were still selling them.
I don't know if it's from Lions or whoever, but I mean, this has been years ago, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I bought a couple here, a couple there, and I hit all the sporting goods around here to get all I could. And so I got online, and I bought from 1 to 10 pounds. I think I might even have some bigger ones out in my shed.
For more great interviews like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com. Well, I think they only went up to 10. They didn't go any heavier. But, I mean, I've got up to 21 pounds. I got weights that are 10 pounds each that'll twist onto my handles if you ever wanted to get that heavy. All right, tell me about this guy you were telling me who built an incredible body with just working out with 5-pound weights.
Eugen, E-U-G-E-N, Sandow, S-A-N-D-O-W. And I haven't even purchased his book because I just found this guy here just maybe a week and a half ago. And he has a book. The title of it is Strength and How to Obtain It. And in the book, because I've been reading about the book, he explains what his workout is and what exercise he uses. And he uses 5-pound dumbbells. And if you Google him, you'll see he has an awesome, hard, ripped, very muscular body.
I'm looking at him now.
Okay. And so go back to Serge Nubre. I don't know if you're familiar with Serge Nubre. He used a lot of light weights. And there's a lot of bodybuilders who use light weights and obtain awesome bodies. But I'm not trying to be a bodybuilder. But I started doing some of the exercises the doctor told me to do for rehab with the heavy hands as I'm walking. And my shoulder has gotten stronger and is rehabbing with the heavy hands. And not only just rehabbing, I could see the difference in my shoulders. It's more defined. In 2-3 months, I'll look like a whole completely different fellow.
All right, that's awesome. That's incredible. How did the new ergonomic handles compare to the older handles? What was your feedback on that?
Well, it's been a long, long time since I used the old handles, but I do recall they were much smaller. So now it's just more comfortable in your hand. They don't slip around. It fits perfectly. You've done a wonderful job with handles. I've even told guys last year when I was running up down his heel out here in Springfield, I seen him with the old heavy hands, and I told him, I said, man, I tried to introduce him to your handles, and he wasn't interested, you know.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Nevertheless, yours are much better than the old.
All right, wonderful. So you're back serious on the heavy hands. You want to rehab your shoulder.
I just want to get in great shape, and I think this is going to do it for me. I don't know why I stopped, man, because a few hours after I get through walking, I'm swinging those heavy hands every different direction I'm trying to work. And I feel it in my upper back, my triceps, and my lats, my chest, my sides, my abs. I mean, just everywhere. This is going to do it for me. This is something I'll probably do the rest of my life.
Perfect. All right. I appreciate you sharing your story. Any advice for anyone who is considering starting to walk with heavy hands and they're new to this? What would you tell them?
Start off light. Take your time. Work your way up slowly so you won't injure yourself. And it will build you up faster than you realize. And pump them as high as you can. And ignore people. You know, it's not about them. It's about you, about your health.
Perfect. All right. I appreciate your story. That's awesome.
I'm not going to try to tell you how to do your business, but if you get Sandow's book on strength and how to obtain it, if he built that body using small hand weights, that's just building on what you're doing.
Exactly. I will check it out. So once you rehab your shoulder, are you going to go back to the kettlebells?
You know, I might do some swings, but I'm a pretty strong guy. And if I can get strength from the heavy hands, why not just make it easy as possible for myself? I can't see me doing the kettlebells again. I can walk and get my workout in as I walk and get my upper body, lower body, you know, just a swing just because you can really build up your quads and some explosive power that you can't really develop with walking.
I understand. Are you walking early to beat the heat?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I got a 5-year-old, you know, he'll be going to school and I can't walk inside the mall. So I'll probably get a membership at one of the local gyms where they have a track and walk in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, perfect. Well, I thank you for doing the little interview with me. And have you seen all my other interviews that I've done with people?
I've listened to a lot of them.
Okay, good. All right, well, you're going to be in the lineup now.
Okay. Hey, appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, King.
Bye. Bye.
That's the end of our interview. I hope you've enjoyed it. For more great interviews and stories like this, go to Michael Senoff's weightedhands.com.